Blog Talk Radio.
That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
A.K.A. Mr. Switzerland Esquire, your favorite urban filmmaker, music producer from the South. And you're listening to the hottest blog talk radio show on planet Earth. What is it?
That's what's up.
With that girl, Big Mouth, and that boy, J2, you now rocking with the best. Let's go.
What's up, J2? How you doing? Big Mouth. I'm doing good, y'all.
Just had a few things going on. This happening, which is really tragic. But everybody, big up to my wife and her moms. Yeah, everybody, just send some prayers to the family.
Definitely in our prayers. And shout out to the Johnson family out this way. My best friend's mother passed away.
Shout out to the Johnson family.
Let
me go ahead and do this real quick. The views and opinions of That's What's Up are solely the views and opinions of Big Mouth and J2 and are used for entertainment purposes only. The views and opinions are not the views and opinions of Blog Talk Radio or any other entity. And you know, Big Mouth, that's what's up.
Okay, because I keep telling y'all, we broke. We is broke. We just do this for the cause. For the cause. Yeah. So this is going to be a good night.
We got a big night tonight, y'all.
It's for the culture. That's it. For the culture. And
it's for the culture, baby.
We're going to have Eric Smith, formerly known or better known as Fatty Daddy, and he's
Fatty
one of the
Daddy.
Founders of hip-hop and rap in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Well, really not. He's
right.
Not, I shouldn't just say limit him like that because it wasn't
just
that.
Nationally. Just, you know,
exactly.
National.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. National. So I think I need to warn you. Yesterday, I went and did some testing. And
okay, how did that go?
Well, it went well, but I think it kind of heightened something. I don't know. Like, I was kind of high when I left out of there, and my pupils were dilated. So
okay,
it was just a weird feeling. So, but I've noticed my speech is a little hyper, and I'm thinking maybe that stuff they did to induce me a little bit because they had to increase my dosage. Go figure. It didn't do anything like when they were doing like a normal person does it. It just stayed like normal for me. It was supposed to increase, but it didn't. It just stayed like normal. So they had to give me more than what most people get. So I'm thinking maybe that might have, I don't know, excited something or did something to me because I'm just hyper-like, a little hyper.
Okay, so what did they put in there? They put some extras in there?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know, but I told them, I'm like, damn, every time I come to the hospital, I either have the best orgasm or the greatest high. And they just laughed at me, but I said, I'm serious. I am totally serious. So.
Right.
But the good news about all that, and say no to drugs.
Okay.
The good thing about
the
good news is, I have two more tests to complete before I am totally officially approved on this kidney transplant recipient list. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So. Two more, yeah, I only have two more tests. That's it.
Okay, so after you finish those tests, then you'll be a recipient?
I'll be on there. So, like, if somebody, God forsaken, dies and we're a match and I'm at the level on the list that they'll call me, then they'll call me and say, come on down. We just got a blah, blah, blah. So I'm excited about that. Very excited about it. So you didn't
I'm excited. So
you went up there.
Get you ready. Get you ready.
I know. Oh, before I get into you and your working, I think it's time for, you know what it is. We got to give thanks.
It's time for the country.
Okay, let's do the country count, baby.
Hey, it's time for the country count. Let's go. It's time for the country count. It's time for the country count.
Let's go.
All right, y'all. We're going to give thanks to all of those people who tune in to us everywhere in the world.
We ain't going national. We're going worldwide. Let's get them.
You know, it's just amazing. So shout out to Australia,
New Zealand,
Brazil, Peru. China. I'm telling you, Chinese listen to this show an awful lot. And, you know, I ain't got no secrets or nothing, so I don't care. I'm happy that they do listen. So keep on listening.
Japan, Canada,
South Africa,
South Africa,
Zimbabwe,
Tanzania,
Uganda.
Uganda, Wakanda forever.
Kenya.
Kenya.
Argentina.
Argentina.
Romania.
Romania.
And who else? UK.
UK all day.
Netherlands.
Netherlands.
Croatia.
Croatia.
And the United States.
States of America.
We just want to thank everybody, Blog Talk Radio, for the platform that's allowing us to reach out to
all these people, and
those that do listen to us. So I'm so excited about today, but
okay.
Let's chat a little bit about what's been going on, all right? So, Jaguar is out of jail, out of the mental thing, whatever
okay,
it is.
Okay, wait a minute. She wasn't in jail. She wasn't in jail. You know where she was at.
She was where? Luce Derrick's? Where?
You know she was in that place with the straight jackets.
Yeah, well, she got out the other day, and her husband are back together. See, that's why they tell people, you don't get involved in marital stuff or domestic stuff.
You don't get
involved
in nobody relationship shit.
Well, because, you know, 9 times out of 10, those people are going to get back together and then get mad at you like you did something.
Right, and, like you did something. Look, why you said that? Why you shouldn't have said nothing about my hub. You know what? Yeah,
and that's what they are doing on these interviews.
Keep your business out the street.
Yep, on these interviews. So you know what? I don't know what's truth or not with her, and I just wish them well. I hope her and her podcast does well. I don't, you know, it's just, you know, mess.
It's just crazy,
mess.
Right? It's crazy.
And I told you,
mess. You know what? You know what? The people don't want to hear nothing. Oh, we doing good. They want to hear the hot mess, the hot Cheeto mess.
Well, she's got the Cheeto mess, that's for sure. Hey, J2, remember the other week that the little boy shot his teacher?
Yeah.
Remember that? Okay. Now, didn't I tell you that there was a little boy, I think he was in Indiana, and they arrested the father because he was running around with his dad's 9mm? He had on Pampers.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
How? What?
Yep.
What?
And then the father told the police that he didn't have it. He didn't know anything about it, blah, blah, blah. And then they found it in the desk, nicely placed in the desk. Not what the little boy should have put it back into. So, I don't know. I just wanted to bring that up. That's all.
Yeah, that's crazy. Any parent or anybody that have a firearm, it needs to be totally secure. You know, so the kids won't go out just like the dude in Uvalde here in Texas. You know, he got it from his, I think somebody purchased it for him.
Yeah, he bought those. What are you talking about? He bought those.
Yeah.
Where did he get the money? Because, you know, it's not cheap to buy guns, and then ammunition is not cheap either.
So
he was unemployed.
Just as high.
Well, and he was unemployed, and his family was unemployed. So where'd he get the money to buy that doggone...
To get a semi-automatic firearm.
Correct.
What y'all doing over there to purchase a firearm like that? That's going to cost you about $600-$700 off top. You know, I'm a military man, so I got a firearm. I know how much it costs. You know,
but we
kicking base, and it's just for protection, not to go out and be shooting people.
You know what, real quick, J2, you're going to be mad at me, but I'm so proud of you out there, and you trying to get your work thing on, and you digging up the dirt and all of the pipes in the ground. You know, I really, that's a wonderful thing. But you know what I was thinking of? I'm sorry, but... you must have a little dick. And the
what? Girl, you must be crazy.
The reason
well, look,
why
I ain't gonna
I'm
talk
saying...
about what's going on. A man never tells, but no.
The reason why I'm saying that tells. Is because you doing the type of work you're doing right now is a very macho testosterone type of job. Ooh. You know, like muscle
okay.
men that be
okay.
driving Camaros and stuff because they got little wings.
No, no, no. You know what? You know what? men with the little thingy thing, they usually have to have a big truck or something expensive.
Well, that's what, don't you, didn't you just get a big car? Don't you, wasn't you driving a big truck digging up the dirt?
No, that was a little skid, okay? I was driving a little skid.
Oh, flat.
Okay. Big Mouth, I'm going to have that. Girl, you better stop it.
Okay. And on that note, we're going to do
we're going to talk about that when you get back.
Right back. Oh, God. Little Willy Winker.
No,
oh.
Look.
Sit back, relax, and listen to the A-track. Think you like an old soul record.
And if I'm digging, girl, I think you like an old soul record, baby.
Just sit back, relax, and listen to the A-track. I think you like an old soul record. Remember back in the day when everyone was black and kind, down for the struggle. Cultivating a positive vibe. New life in the basement. Freedom was at hand and you could just taste it. It was so cool.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to eat. You know I'm a foodie. I'm about to head on down to Horst and Dickey's at 7905 MLK Highway in Glenarden, Maryland. You want to eat? You want to eat?
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Big Mouth, and Little Weeder Weeder.
And girl, Little you Peter better Twitter. Stop. You better stop that right now. You better stop that right now. That's why my wife ain't love you. I ain't got nothing. I ain't nothing little over here. Wayne. I ain't nothing little.
No.
You
so,
need-
you know, listen. All fun aside, you know, I'm just joking with you. I'm proud of you and your new job and everything, and you know, you being responsible
well,
and going to work and stuff. But keep it up, you know, the action. That's all I always say is the action. So anyway, so real quick,
okay.
JT, we've got Fatty Daddy tonight, and yeah, I'm just excited. Look, I remember from way back.
From Wentz.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that. I just haven't spoken to him in so long. I mean, he's got so much going on.
Right.
You know, he's going from performing to now I think he's doing music production and all
right.
that. So I'm just excited. I'm just excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I need to see Fat Daddy. I know we interviewed him a couple times back in the day. Well, you know, we met in passing.
What? Oh, on Southern Video Live?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. So in the meantime, we've got a caller waiting before I bring in Fatty. Yeah, we got a caller waiting. So we can talk to the caller real quick, see what's going on. What's up,
okay,
caller? Howdy, hooty. Hello?
Caller?
I guess we don't have a caller. Well, I'll come back and check on you.
Callers. We should get some more callers. In
oh,
yeah,
they're on the line. They just don't hear me. So I'll go back to mute. Yeah. In the meantime.
In between time.
Right. So I guess I can go ahead and do this.
Well, I do want to say something. Remember
what
we talk about mental health all the time. I just heard on the news that in Texas, it's been a lot of people that have committed suicide due to mental health this year. A lot of people.
That's the big thing, over 2,000
people in just this last year have committed suicide. So, look, I definitely want to say, hey, you guys need some help. If you need to talk to somebody, call in, talk to us. Call in. Say something.
Or just come and listen and chat and laugh for a little bit.
Yes.
To take your
and
mind
laugh,
off of whatever
heart.
It is that's
right.
going on in your life. So let me check real quick to see if the caller is back on, if they can hear us, okay?
Okay.
Olé. Hello, caller. How you doing? What's up? Hello?
Is this me you're talking to? Is it Clarence?
Yes.
Oh!
Oh!
I know who that is.
How you doing?
Well,
how are y'all? I've been listening to the show, and I've been really, it's been nice content. I mean, I really appreciate that. And I've been just intently listening, and I was so enthralled and so engulfed in the show that I didn't realize y'all
okay.
talking to me. Like, oh.
Okay. My man, C2, what's going on, man? I heard you went out to the west side.
Oh, yes, sir. I was on the West Coast for about the past 4 days. Yes, I was.
Okay.
I was out there.
He
mm-hmm.
was out there.
What was going on out there? How was the weather?
You know what? shout out to all my folks in Cali, but they've been going through it with a lot of the storms, and it's been like crazy.
Right. Right. The landslides, the rain.
Yes, it has been. Yeah, it's been crazy. So it was just a trip because when I went out there, I said, hey, because I already had the trip planned in advance. And so I said, well, I hear there's a lot of, you know, mudslides, floods. And I just told them, I said, y'all just get that shit cleared up before I get there. That's all I ask. Just. And they did. You know what I mean? Like, they had it all cleared away, all the blown down trees and stuff were out of the streets. And, you know, it seems like it. We came at a perfect time where they were actually recovering from it. So I was blessed.
That's what's up. Peace out to the West Coast. Peace out to the West Coast. So what were you doing? You was out there doing some production work and stuff like that?
That's correct. That's right.
Oh, nice.
Went there. What was that?
I said nice.
Oh, right. It was nice. And what it was is it wasn't. Oh, so I went out there for, there was, of course, some musical and musical production and things of that nature. Sure, that was in there. But actually, it's more so, it was a blend of your artistry and community activism is what I learned out there.
Oh,
because,
nice. What'd you learn?
Because it was what we were dealing with out there was the gentrification of Oak Park. It's a big thing, meaning like with a lot of black folks across the nation. Historically, black areas are being gentrified everywhere. Like, meaning like if you look at South
Dallas, about that, bro.
You look at how like, oh, where it used to be traditionally where it was a safe haven for us, and now we're forced to. We're not there anymore.
Right. You're absolutely right about that.
Right.
New
Orleans, South Dallas.
Right.
Evanston, Chicago.
Even in the West Coast.
No matter where you go across the nation, you look at places where in the past three, let's say the past four decades, wherever it was considered a black neighborhood, you'll notice there's a merry-go-round that I've noticed. I said, because before the suburban explosion and the that part of society happened, most black people lived in rural areas. And we all lived in we basically did not live in the city. Then what happened is they wound up, you know, creating these housing developments and things like this where they enticed and had black folks actually sell their land in the country and move to the city. And then once you move to the city, the difference is we moved to the city, but then we didn't have any land. We weren't landowners anymore. We were just renters. And
basically.
You know, so that's where I kind of look at the overall effect.
Look at the chocolate city. It's no longer the chocolate city. D.C. was a chocolate city. And it's no longer a chocolate city.
Is Philly like that too? Is Philly like that
and
too?
Also,
where,
I'm
you know,
sure.
I'm brother to know.
But, and if you go to Harlem now, it is not uncommon to see a
Brooklyn's not like it used to be.
Non-black woman walking her dog down the street.
Brooklyn is not like it used to be. Oh, Lord.
Right.
On that
New
note,
Orleans, like I said, New Orleans, that was the biggest one.
Well, all right, y'all, marinate on that thought. Don't let them take over. I'll be right back.
That's what's up.
Thank you. Pass is brought to you by Eye Candy Hair Studio, located at 1705 Central Street in Evanston, Illinois. Their main priority is healthy hair, whether it's relaxed or natural. Their stylists support, enhance, and create beauty by using the highest quality products. Their goal to make sure that their clients feel at home, receive excellent customer care, and leave with a smile. Eye Candy Hair Studio.
That's police, y'all.
Barbershop. Ebony Barbershop, located at 1702 Dodge, Evanston, Illinois, is a family-owned business that's been around since 1962. I should know. My dad started. It's now run by my sister Gigi, the lady barber. So y'all come on through. You ain't got nothing to do. You want to sit down, sit and chill, and laugh and talk? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. You want to get your hair cut? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop, located at 1702 Dodge. Lady Barber, I see you out there.
What's up, everybody? This is Dante the Great, one half of the legendary group Mood, one half of the legendary group Space Invaders. You tuned in to Blog Talk Radio with J2 and Big Mouth, and that's what's up.
That's what's up. Welcome back, y'all. There were some technical difficulties, but it seems like I may have fixed it, and what I need to happen, happened. So I'm excited.
Okay.
So everybody's here.
Everybody's here.
Excited.
Yeah, man.
I know.
My boy from D-Town went to the West Coast. Man, that's a beautiful thing.
Okay, so without further ado, now that I have, you know, figured out what the problem was, you said to me I had written the wrong number down, and I just blew it off. But then I realized that I didn't, you know, see Fatty coming in. So I'm like, oh, man. So I realized the number was wrong. So you know
okay,
I'm an idiot.
Y'all, if I think you're the wrong number, let me tell you the real number. It's 563-999-3477, okay? You got it.
I'm stuck on stupid, y'all. I'm stuck on stupid. But without further ado, I'd like to introduce a friend of mine, a legendary person who was part of the culture in Dallas, who was a part of the culture nationwide.
Yes,
the
sir.
One, the only Eric Smith.
D-Town up.
Fatty Daddy.
What it do?
We figured it out. I'm glad you made it in. How you
y'all
doing,
sent me the wrong
babe?
Number, that's why.
I know it. You know I'm...
I say, none of these numbers work. This ain't the work radio station.
That's not the number.
It's like, what is going on?
I'm sorry.
On? I am. I apologize.
Please check the number and dial again.
That's my fault. So what's been up, Fatty? Ain't seen
doing,
you in a while. Well, I ain't been in Dallas in about 2 years. So what's going on with you, my friend?
Oh, man, we just handling this stuff down here in Dallas. It's pretty good in Dallas. Where y'all in, Chicago?
I'm in Chicago. J2 is in Dallas.
I'm in Dallas, my man.
You in Dallas?
Yes, sir. I'm not.
I'm going to have to come link up with you.
Oh, yeah. You already know how it's going down in Dallas, man. We're trying to create, change the culture, man. We're trying to enhance the culture, influence the culture, end senseless violence, and we're trying to put some good music out here, man, right now. That's all I'm talking about.
Right.
That's all I'm about.
Right.
Good music. We're trying to put good music, good energy in the atmosphere, you know, trying to shed light on some good things in Dallas instead of all the bad stuff.
Right, like like what happened with Mo.
Started and the industry and all that. Yes, your story.
All that stuff shouldn't have never happened, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I think a lot of it is people like me and other influencers from back in the day that kind of influenced this culture. We kind of stood back for too long and didn't involve ourselves with the youngsters. So we're like, they youngsters, they ain't going to listen to us and all that. But really, we
right.
should have
been. I agree with that.
Because I think I could have helped that a little bit, man. I could have killed that because I was cool with both sides. So I could, with all the sides. I think I could have.
Right.
I could have did a little bit more to. And which I really did. We tried to do a concert to bring them together, man. And it just didn't happen. But I deal.
You know these brawls in Dallas, man. That the blood and Crippin' or whatever. But it's just, I always seem like a perpetual cycle.
They don't understand that everybody can make money, man. It's big enough for everybody.
There's enough money out there for everybody to be made. There's enough money out there. So, Eric, tell folks about how you got started. What made you want to get into the business?
My brother's name was Cocoa Butter, from K-104.
Cocoa Butter, that's where I met you. That's where I know I met you.
That's my oldest brother. So, of course,
Boss
was his baby mama. Of course, Cocoa Butter was part of a group called Royal Flush, who was signed to Rap-A-Lot in 85, 86.
Right.
My started way back then, watching him do what he do and everything. And, we came to Dallas, and they got hired at K-104, both of them. Well, she got hired.
Right.
And she said she wouldn't come unless he came because he didn't know nothing about radio. So that brought us to Dallas. And, we started rocking out in Dallas, doing music and getting in the game, working at the radio station, doing all that stuff. I started rapping, we just started getting it down. We created
a different creative angle.
Energy to Dallas that ain't never been seen before, we used to do all the radio, it was just a whole bunch of rap. It brought out all the talent. Rappers, we had so many rappers at our house every night, bro. It was crazy.
I remember that, bro. I remember that.
our house was the food, man. So we just, that's how I started. And, all the way until he died, I was doing that,
Right.
I was doing that. And
rest in peace, Cocoa Butter.
My man.
What? Well, on that note, gentlemen, marinate for a few seconds. I will be right back with you. You see, I'm starting to draw my thing out, but I'll be right back with y'all. Okay?
Big Mouth, J2, and that's what's up.
Okay.
Daddy.
Yo.
The Lion of Judah. The Lion of Judah. In the unique fashion representing your strength, your faith, your power, through sportswear, casual wear, shorts, t-shirts, etc., etc. A black-owned business started right here in Dallas, Texas. The Lion of Judah. Available on eBay. Coming near you soon. Yeah. Lion of Judah.
Now they all popping. I figured my figures gon' figure out to be a couple figures in Rome. thing. Soon you get up on your feet, soon your money long. You the name they call it in the street.
Internationally known DJ TDK, and you're listening to That's What's Up on Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and J2. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl Big Mouth and J2. We got Fatty
what
Daddy here. Somebody, where's that one? That song come from? What made you come up with that?
That sounds hard.
What made you come up with that concept?
That's the energy we on right there. I like that. I don't know. I want a big house like them rich folks in white and Beverly Hills, man. Everybody want to. It's a coming up song. Everybody want to come up, make it happen, do something. You know what I'm saying? Like, give everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's just ball out and just have fun. I used to do so much hard music, tough music. I said, man, I want to do a song that K-104 gonna play.
I said,
I'm gonna do a positive song, just a happy song, just singing. Don't even know how to sing, but I'm gonna sing on the hook, and we just gonna put this girl out.
The video was nice, bro.
Yeah, that's
so what about that song, Drinking and Smoking? Is that a little snipping look into your life a little bit?
Drinking and Smoking. Yeah, it is. There's a song in there called My Life, though. That's kind of like in my life.
I solemnly swear.
Well, all right. Well, we got to call y'all. Hold on real quick and let's see what's going on. Hey, caller,
what's up?
How you doing, caller? Hello.
Okay, is it me?
Yes,
hello?
You.
Can y'all hear me?
We can hear
what
you.
What's up, y'all? What's going on, y'all?
What it do, Pimp Juice?
What it do? What it do? Wah, 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 wah.
Okay, so got any questions for Fatty Daddy?
Man, I just called in, man. How's it going, brother?
I'm good, brother. Who is that?
It's that boy T-Hop, man. I'm calling in from Houston, Texas.
Oh, my God. I just realized
T-Hop from the
H-Town. Oh,
what
my
up,
goodness. I'll have to do this,
you know,
y'all. Hold on, T-Hop. I got to do this just
okay.
for you.
No doubt. I just want to give big props to my brother, man. I hear him on the radio, how he was doing his thing, man, coming up, man. Just big shout out, man, to that brother, man. And just showing y'all love tonight, man.
Well,
man,
thank
you, T-Hop, for calling in, my man.
Thank you very much.
So maybe you and Fatty Daddy can do a video together or something.
You already know. Let's do something, man.
Ooh.
That's what it do. That's what it do. That's going to be a great mix.
That would be nice.
I got to show him some of my work so, he he's working with some of the best. You feel me?
Let me let you know, Fatty Daddy. I was in a movie that my man produced and edited.
Oh Lord, plug time.
It's called Battleground. Look it up. It's on. I think it's on Prime.
It's on Amazon Prime and Tubi TV. You can go check it out.
So go check it out, Fatty Daddy, and see his work, man. He did a great job. You know, I like I said, I was a part of the movie also. He does great work, Fatty Daddy. So,
definitely gonna check it out, bro.
Okay, I think T-Hot, thank you so much for calling in, my love. You know, thank you, babe. Okay, wait a minute, just for you.
Fat Daddy, Big Mouth, can I interject before we go to commercial?
Sure.
T.I. is going to be one of the writers for our website, also writing and letting people know what's going on in the culture.
Him,
you know, the culture of Texas, the culture nationwide, worldwide.
They have become, right, they are part of our staff now. They're going to be contributing writers to the thatswhatsup.com and the Instagram page and our Facebook page. So they will be contributing stuff to that. So I'm really happy about that. So, Fad, what else been going on with you? You're doing a lot of production stuff now, aren't you?
Okay, come on, Fat.
I got a record company that I just started.
Right.
And I signed this R&B artist. Her name is Baby Zoe. She out of Dallas, 21-year-old.
Okay.
I could have sent you some music. She's pretty dope, though.
How'd you find her?
Huh?
How'd you find her?
I found her on Instagram.
Oh, get out.
3 years ago.
Instagram.
It's funny.
Instagram.
I found her on Instagram 3 years ago, man. I'm telling you. She was singing at a showcase. She was just recorded, I guess. Somebody recorded. She just put it out there. She had like 22 followers. But the voice that I heard on there, man, it almost made me drive to her house that night.
Right, hit you in the soul.
Like she that dope. Like,
yeah.
Y'all hear her, and y'all hear her, y'all be like, boy, you got you one. So, I've been working with her 2 years. We got a bunch of records out, man. We got a bunch of records we done. I'm thinking about trying to drop her around April.
Okay.
I got a bunch of investors invested in
Well,
her.
I definitely would love to be able to break that music over here if that's at all
yeah,
possible.
Let's break it first. Let's break it first right here on
I'd love
What's
to
up.
Be a part of that. That's I'm
when
just I'm just saying. I'm just
when
saying. Whenever you want me to, baby, is you're always welcome.
Yeah,
you're
let's break it first
welcome.
Right here on That's What's Up.
That's What's Up. I started to send you one yesterday.
I wish you had her, because I would have loved to listen to her, and I'm sure the listeners would love to listen to her, too.
Instead of playing that baby,
and you know what, Pat? And you know what? That's okay, because you're going to have to be back on the show when we do break it. So that's just another
right?
Stepping stone.
Okay.
Yeah. But her name is Baby Zoe. Her Instagram is at not Baby Zoe. I don't know why she put her name Baby Zoe in. Her Instagram is not Baby Zoe, but it's kind of creative and talented. So
right.
Y'all go follow her, man. Everybody follow.
Okay, say it again. Say it again one time.
It's at NOTBABYZO. Like not Baby Zoe.
Not Baby Zoe.
Not Baby Zoe. Yeah, the world listening to that. So y'all go look it up, man. Go on the pub, my boy.
NOTB Baby Zoe.
Okay, can I ask you a question? What's the name of your record company?
Turntable Music Group.
And you can be reached by Instagram. How can people find out about your record label and what's going on?
All right, my Instagram is Fatty Daddy. F-A-D-D-Y, D-A-D-D-Y, not with the T's, F-A-D-D-Y.
Right,
D-A-D-D-Y.
Okay.
And my Facebook is the same. F-A-D-D-Y, D-A-D-D-Y. You can follow me. You can find out everything we got going on in this city. You can
okay.
Front row seats.
Y'all heard that. Fatty
okay.
Daddy, F-A-D-D-Y, D-A-D-D-Y. Fatty Daddy.
Yes, sir.
And on that note,
righty.
I'll be right back, and that's what's up.
And that's what's up.
That what up.
You said, what, I'm with the one.
When I stopped at 459, it's a day of some hay, got a coffee, city brown, think it's going down, downtown at the mound, definitely crowded with the happy hour crowd, drinks for a dollar, everybody buzzing, cuz I'm spitting like a major league pitcher trying to cut something, only going balls, no strikes for tonight, walking to the Chevy for some heavy petting, let's ride to my underground bungalow, approach the mound, maybe I'm the head coach now, wow, maybe need a cold wet towel, Pharrell's on the way, so stay and play a wow, Sleepy Brown, Pharrell, Big Y, yeah.
Working all day, now I'm gonna see ya. It's time to play, name the place, I'll meet ya. We can do the bar, sip margarita, take off the bra, right when we arrive. Aren't you feeling nice? Brother, it's nice. Everybody
Went down and got me some new stuff down there at TripleDGear.com, Dallas's own TripleDGear.com. So if you want to look fly or if you want to look good, make sure you stop on over to TripleDGear.com. Oh, I look fly. I look good.
Charlie Pillow. Ah.
Welcome back, y'all. Shout out to Fato Turo. It's Big Boss, your girl, and J2 with Fatty Daddy, and we're just catching up on some things.
Straight up.
Hello. So we got a couple callers holding on. So let's see what's going on, and hold on. Here we go. Hello, caller. What's up? How you doing? That's what's up. Hello.
Hello. How you doing? What's up?
Oh, Lord. I know this voice. Carlos, is that you?
Yeah, this is Carlos. It's Carlitos.
Carlitos. Hey, Carlitos. Say hey, what's up to Fatty Daddy?
What's up to everybody? What's going on?
Nothing.
What's up, Carlos?
We've got Fatty Daddy on the line. He's our guest tonight. And we're just talking about his things that he's got going on, his record label and his music and everything. How the baby doing?
They're doing good. They're doing good.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you called in. Thank you, Carlos. I love you. Mi amor. Mi amor. All right. So welcome back, y'all. It's That's Your Girl, Big Mouth, and J2 and Fatty Daddy, and we're just catching up. So, Fatty, what can we expect in the near future? Other than, you know,
so
you have to drop in that June in March.
This internet radio right?
I'm sorry?
This internet radio?
Oh, so you're having a podcast going on?
Oh yeah, this is a podcast.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
So how often y'all be on?
Oh, we're on every week. We've been on for a year. We've been on every week on Thursdays, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 6 o'clock Central. Yep.
Okay. How can I do one of them drops like TDK did?
Oh, we will talk about that after the show. I'll definitely tell you. I'd love to have that. I definitely would.
Yeah.
So
I need to do that.
Outside of you dropping, what's your artist is muted in March. What else is gonna be going on with you? Everybody's dropping podcasts now. So you getting ready to get in the podcast business too? I think it's great.
I really want to work for the radio station. I want to get a job at the radio station.
Oh, that would be nice. 97.9 or 94 KSOL or K104.
No, I want to go to 97.9.
Okay, that would be nice.
I think
that would be real nice.
I'd be a good voice of the street for them.
No, oh, no. Well, if you do, let
then
us know.
I want to sign.
like I wanna go back into the schools too and create a curriculum, nonprofit curriculum where we're teaching kids music and how to produce music, record music,
nice.
Write music. You know what I'm saying?
Like a junior street
kind of
team.
Giving back. Yeah, like give back a lot. Like we got a music conference coming up too in Dallas.
Wow, okay.
In August. Take some music conference revamped. You know what I'm saying?
Boy, you remember that back in the day? Oh, wow.
Shout out to Mike Moodswings.
Okay. Hey, Mike Moodswings, what's up? I miss y'all here in Evanston.
Oh,
did they?
August the 5th, they're doing a music conference in Dallas.
Oh, okay. Brian hasn't mentioned anything to me that'll be happening soon. So, you know, he's my little feeler. He's my little feeler.
It'll be like a hip-hop and hoop festival or something.
Oh, a hip-hop hoop festival.
Yeah,
well,
hip-hop
and hoop-de-hoop, we do.
Basketball tournament, hoop. They need to do hip-hop, hookahs, and hoop. Yeah.
Lord. All right, y'all. You know me. You must have lost day two, but I'll be right back. That's what's up.
The back 10 crumb. Got it if we can hit, so bring your shit. Cause once again, it's dumb. To the zone with a flip of burn. My wig to the curb, so I'm swerving. Roll out. To pick up the triple six thug and follow the murder for Robert the dope pop. Smoke, up by the bay bomb so high. Not coming to slay with both grenades and a gauge. I'ma play with the love of all of the grave. Been light, filling in the dry late. Which part of the place and quickly rolled up. Bulldozed to the living room. Hopped out of the car and started to blow up. Fucking a kaboom. It blew all the bodies all over the room. Them doom. Ain't gotta move. Fans, why the purple's coming? Match up me, yummy. So nigga, don't think it's funny. I'm coming up quicker than not quite, cause flesh be loving its money.
I'm giving up love to the hustlers, all them fake clipped up, just making that money, stand on your feet. And you better believe, gotta have that cheek for the green leaves, never catch me sleep. Standing on the grind, getting my stand down from a crime, and I hit up the 99. Giving up that yo, making me say yo, 20 nickels and dimes. Hit up a stick up a link up that 211. Gotta get what's mine, been bailing. Me kicking up dust on my trail and failing. Mission to check the meal and still be real. Thuggin' on the clock, clock creepin' on the counter. Won't sleep till I'm done up. Gotta blaze me blunt up. Hunt up another plot and scheme. Gotta make some great results and nut up, what up. Gotta get that business on. Even though the Buddha run it done me feeling lovely, but I'm just in it for the love of the money. Gotta make your money, man. Money, man.
Yo, this your boy Ju, Sound Like representing. You listen to That's What's Up, Blog Talk Radio, Big Mouth, and J2, and it's a family thing, all the way from Dallas to the Bay. Yada.
Yada. What's up, Juju? Welcome back, y'all. That's what's
up,
J2.
That's what's up, Daddy, man. What it do?
Okay.
Man, we having a great show today, man. We having a great show today.
I know, and it's so snowy out here. It's just snowy. How is it out there, y'all? Yes. Yes, it is. Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was icy. It was like we supposed to get some snow and stuff. It was kind of wet and rainy yesterday. The temperature dropped, but you know we gonna get back to the Texas weather. You know, Texas weather is bipolar,
this
like a teenage girl.
Yeah, it was nice.
I said then it was hot today.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what you call pneumonia
today.
Weather.
That's good.
Going from hot to cold.
That's
like
what I'm saying.
Pneumonia weather. So, Fatty, I wanna thank you so much for coming
My
on
man.
The show tonight. I truly am so happy. I'm glad about the record label and everything and the music that's getting ready to drop, and I want to be one of the ones that drops it when it comes out. So real quick, let everybody know how they can get in touch with you, where they can see it, hear your music.
Once again.
Once again,
You can reach me at Fatty Daddy at Instagram and Fatty Daddy on Facebook, Fatty Daddy on Twitter. FADDY DADDY. You can Google it. It'll take you to the sites. It'll pretty much tell you everything I got going on in the past, what I've done in the past, and what I got going on in the future. Then make sure y'all follow my artist.
Most definitely.
BABYZO. Instagram is not BabyZO. NOTBABYZO. Facebook is BabyZO, just BABYZO. And man, just start rocking with us, man.
Just rock with us.
We trying to go to the Grammys. We trying to win a Grammy.
I'm on some pink.
And I'm trying to help you win a Grammy, my friend.
Yeah,
I would love to see that.
R&B stuff right now. We really getting our R&B on. So when y'all listen to
okay,
it,
okay. Can I ask you? Yeah. What do you think her sound is like? Can you compare her sound to anybody?
It's like between SZA, Pink.
Oh.
What's the other one name? Janae Aiko.
Okay.
Nice. Okay.
So
y'all be on the lookout for that.
In that room.
Definitely.
That way.
Yeah.
Okay.
That way. Super that way.
All right. Well, thank you, babe. I love you. And I will be
You're
in
welcome.
Touch with
you.
And I will let you know how
I
to make it drop. Okay?
Whenever you need me, call me. When y'all listen to that movie, y'all can call me again. Want me to be on it? Y'all gonna be on
Most
it anyway.
Definitely.
Okay, I believe it to you, so I can bump it.
Oh Lord! All right.
So I'm bumping in the Cadillac. Daddy, Daddy, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only.
Yeah. Oh, that was great.
I'm telling you, today was awesome.
He's always been such a sweetheart. My back itches. He's always been such a sweetheart. And I can't go and move up against the wall to scratch it. My back itches. Oh.
you need to put your back against the wall like a bear.
And I have a back scratcher all the way over there on the other side in the bathroom. So I will just be itching. Itchy, scratch, scratch.
Itching for a scratcher.
So, Lord, Carlos done called in. You had all your fellas calling in tonight, didn't you?
Yeah, we had a grum telling you. That, you know,
wait,
when the boys come through, the boys come through.
Wait a minute. Real quick. We got to do this. Oh, you know what I got to do real quick that I didn't do earlier? Shout out to 2G's. You should be back home as of today in your own bed, and I hope you're getting some good sleep tonight, brother. I hope you had a good time in Vegas. Anyway,
did he listen to the show today?
We're going to bring in Miss Bev. Hello, Miss
Bev. Oh, number one fan.
Miss Bev.
Hello.
Number one fan.
2022,
number one fan, Miss Bell.
Hello
up,
there.
How are you doing?
Hey, what's up,
Miss
Bell? Listen, well, since you're promoting music, my granddaughter she's got 3 or 4 cuts out. So you got to check her out.
What's her name? What's
her
performance name?
B. Mace. Greg's daughter.
B. Mace.
B. Mace.
Okay.
She's got, and then her brother too, King Cole. He's got some stuff out too. He cuts and sings and all that and stuff, everything. So they're just beginning to get in it. They've been about 2 or 3 years. She just finished filming.
It takes some time.
Yep. But they're out there. Yes. So the brother was good. I'm trying to to appreciate the music,
the culture,
and get into it. You know, as long as they're saying something, you know, and
right.
a little beat to it.
Oh my God, so, my back is killing. It's not hurting. It just itches.
What's the matter?
It itches. And I can't.
Oh,
are you
okay.
dry? You probably need some oil.
You
on
dry
it. You
in the back. You need somebody to rub some lotion or some cocoa butter
but
on
when
your
you
back.
You take a shower. You probably need some oil lotion on
see,
it.
I don't need anything from your you tonight, Wee Willie Winky.
You need nice lotion on it. Keep you know, especially in this weather. You know your body dries out.
I know. I bought some new shower Dove. Shower stuff, moisturizing.
You need some
oil.
You need some
oils
on
the
back.
Well, I use
Vaseline.
Dry
it up. Your back dried up.
Shut up.
Yeah, you need you need put some lotion. You and J2 not in the same room, are you? You're different places, right?
We're in different. He's all the way in
Texas,
and I'm
in
Chicago. Yes.
Oh, no. Well, he reached out and touch.
Reach out and touch.
Other than that,
okay, I'm Marion.
No.
Touch.
Oh,
those boots that you posted, are those yours? Those are cute.
They're just
Those were good. The Louis Vuittons.
They are coming just because.
Yeah,
I don't
the Louis
know.
Vuittons. Those were sexy.
That was the Christmas, after Christmas gift.
Oh,
okay.
Oh. Do they cost a lot of money?
I don't know. I could not afford anything like that. They were a Christmas gift. They are coming.
Was that from
2 Jeezy?
Thank you.
Was that from 2 Jeezy?
Yeah, those are real cute. I like them.
They're coming.
Yeah, well, you always
Thank you
very
much.
That's nice.
Thank you very much. Yeah, okay.
They got those in men's sizes?
I don't know.
Well, listen, do you know that the young man that got killed in Memphis, Tennessee by the 5 black policemen? They're charging him for murder.
Okay. I heard about that.
They're charging the police with murder.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yep. Yeah, they shouldn't have done that. Yeah.
No.
But other than that, they shouldn't
you know,
have.
I'm
what you got going on, Ms. Bev? How you doing?
Right.
And what's
going
on with
going
you?
On?
Well, let me see. I'm doing pretty well, thank you. I'm getting ready to do a little paperwork here and doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And just relaxing and chilling out. And,
so, Ms. Bev, will I see you tomorrow? Will you be at Second Baptist tomorrow?
No, I will not. I don't come out.
Okay, gotcha.
I don't come out. I'm going to do it virtual. It's going to be virtual.
Okay.
So, but I
haven't been
in
Second Baptist since Mommy.
Oh,
that's the last
time
I was there.
Yeah.
I haven't been in there since then.
Okay,
Ms. Bev, I got a question to ask you. Well, you know your boy Kanye got married.
I think it's wonderful. I'm happy.
Well, maybe it get his mom right.
She looks like Kim.
We'll see. I hear that Kim is real jealous and trying to start problems. And she stole one of his designers something and tried to rename it. You know, she's not taking this very well.
Oh, well.
Well, you know what? They gone. They done. So forget Kim. They done.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I'm glad for him.
And on that note.
Why you going to hate the player? Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
Don't hate the game. On that note.
That's right. That's right.
We'll be right back. And that's what's up.
What's up?
That's what's up, y'all.
Don't wanna sound full of myself or rude, but you ain't looking at no other dude, cause you love me.
I'm sorry, brother.
So you think
Dallas Cowboy and Super Bowl champion. Just want to get all you guys to tune into That's What's Up, Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and Jake 2.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back. It's your girl Big Mouth and Jake 2. And we got Miss Bev on the line. Miss Bev, you still there?
Hi there. How are you? Hi.
Miss Bev is still there. Okay.
It just wouldn't be if we don't speak to you one night of the week.
Yes. Well, where were you last week? I tuned in and they said you weren't on.
No. Well, we had. Well.
Go ahead.
Mrs. Johnson passed last week, and then J2's mother-in-law passed away last week.
That day, it was very heartfelt
traumatic
week, man. And
I think it's gonna get pretty disturbing tomorrow, because she had a real big family and everybody knew her children, and she's real popular in Evanstonian, and so nice lady. She will be missed. Job well done, Miss Kitty.
Okay.
God bless.
Well,
Peace and blessings to everybody.
Thank you for calling in. We'll talk to you.
Thank you.
I guess we'll talk to you next week and catch up on what's going on in your world.
Number one fan, I'm going to have to send you a plaque, Miss Bell.
Check out. Thank you. Check out my girl, B-Mace.
B-Mace.
And King Cole.
I hope that is still online, so maybe they can hook up or something like that.
All right. Take care.
Thank
you. All have a good week.
All right.
Peace.
J2, this has been a really cool night.
Oh, man, I was almost about to cry.
I kind of figured you were getting teared up over there, so.
Yeah, I had to bring myself back. Come on,
you want me to take a quick break so you can get yourself back together?
No, we good. I got something to say, though. You know, I got to say something at the end of the day.
Well, you always got something to say. You always got something to say. All right, we'll be right back, y'all.
All right.
Do you need a haircut? Do you need to look fly at your next event? Or do you want to look fresh at the next interview or the date you're trying to impress? Well, come to the Crossroads Salon. 3033 West Parker Road, unit number 3, Plano, Texas, 75023.
Yeah, ask my boy Black. He gonna hook you up. 972-207-3447. I said call him again at 972-207-3447. Crossroads Salon. The ultimate personal experience in haircuts. The best in Texas. Yeah.
Welcome back, y'all, to That Was Up.
Welcome back.
Big Mouth and
J2.
I was giving you a second, J2, to kind of get your stuff together. I didn't know if you were still, you know.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I do have something to say.
You always have something to say.
Yeah, you know I do.
Okay.
Look, when you're going through a traumatic time, death, or, you know, people dying, or maybe even you having a hard time, this is the mantra. You are strong. You have strength. You have love. You know your people love you. You have power. Lord, give them peace. Ask for peace. And you know what? You are blessed. That's the mantra. You have strength. You are loved. You have peace. And you are blessed.
And don't sweat the small stuff. And that's what's up.
And that's what's up.
Oh, I got to get up. I got to go do dialysis tomorrow, y'all.
You got to scratch your back.
Right from dialysis, I got to go straight to the over to the church. But I can't wait to run in this bathroom and go get my back scratcher and scratch my crusty back. I don't think my back is all dry, y'all, but it was just itching, and I couldn't reach it. And y'all were talking, and I'm up here swimming around trying to scratch it. So today was nice. I enjoyed talking to Fatty.
It was a great show.
And T-Hot called in. I'm really looking forward.
T-Hot, C2, Bev. Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to our new staff. Welcome aboard to our new staff, to T-High, to Ms. Cappuccino. It's just exciting that they'll be providing us with contributing stories to the website, to the gram, to the face page.
Yeah. Look for the website, y'all. Look for the website, the Instagram. Look for that. It's coming up soon. So you guys stay tuned.
Well, the Instagram page actually is up. That's what's up 2023 on Instagram.
2023. That's what's up 2023, y'all.
Yeah. So
website is coming soon.
Website is coming, and the Facebook page is up. I'm not sure if I've opened it up to the public yet, but I have to check. So, you know, it's just a good thing. We've come quite a way. Our year will be up in March. And, you know, we started off with the little podcast. And, you know, we should have known it was going to be okay, because the first night, remember this, J2? When we were testing it out, we had a caller from Los Angeles. And I was like,
Where is he? We haven't heard from him. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure he might be lurking about. I'm sure. But who knows? But I was really grateful for that person. And that made me feel good. They called in on our first night. And, you know, like we hadn't
that
even promoted
great,
it or anything. Because that was right after the Will Smith stuff. Remember that?
Yeah, when he slapped Chris Rock.
Yeah. So we went from a podcast to a .com, to an Instagram, to a Facebook page, all within
a year.
It's
just only,
and a staff.
It's gonna get better. It's just gonna get better. And hopefully we ain't gonna be broke no more.
Right, okay. For real.
If you wanna sponsors, come on now.
Okay. All right. So before I let you go, let's see how much time. Yeah, we got a few more minutes. We're gonna play this and I'll be right back, y'all. That's what's up.
That's what's up.
I woke up.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Gigi Vance and Sugar Dom can't quit, what? Now pop the coke and clean the Vega and get lit, what? Introducing Phantom of the Dark, walk through my hands and with levitation from deep entrenching deep as an East 7 showboating with Rugas, flash vines, Belafonte Jigga, let's keep up with this work as we confiscate your figures. Chattanooga Brown, levitating Gigi and Ashiki's the Lahada car, 54, chasing diamond, running headed ice band, the big killer diamond convention, Harlem Buck strut, freezing world heights, Hollywood, Madam Butterfly, let me in your house, the pleasure, from the knuckle swatch, shadow boxes catching black eye blue. I play the thief, sensations at the Monte Carlo, screaming Chiba, fulfilling pleasures in my castle, blow the smoke out. The Goths of Vegas substitutes when the Dutch is gone. The low don't stop, give me shouts as the season sauteers. Two players for swerving no corners, we magnets to moolah. Living with Charlie's Angels on us, no smiling when sliding. They get you caught up in the octa or dead if we're moving. It's just like that as we proceed. Saturday night says you better take it light. Jaja, you're a capitan. Quest to the coast, the key logger, wire the chain gang. Keep your ears out for a year, sipping fountain blue, house of bamboo, paradise. This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Gigi Vance and Sugar Dom can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the vigor and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Gigi Vance and Sugar Dom can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the vigor and get lit, what? 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 Falling sparrows through the seas of
black Caesar, the 10 princess, silky days, satin nights, taking flight down the warm, sweet sensation, Spanish flying with the lady, claw feet, bottoms up, sunshine, love potion number
and we
nine.
And we from the magic city, transcendent sweeter on your aura, Fontini and London, relaxation and Bora Bora, got notion to bring it, sing it, never been my function, stoning, robbing, we heisting merchandise and gunning, love it, leave it, but bless the war chief for his bison, get it, got it, the low will forever be nice and
yeah, the sunny fever, he be sipping on my red dye. Think he too great, cause he be sipping on my red dye. We flip the tri-state, draped in the satin vine. This coolie hijacked, packed from the sugar shack. Then what we do after we sip the armor red dye? We start the Harlem River quiver, digging sweet daddy. Shoving the crimson blade, hot Sierra serenade. Anatomy for seduction, be this
yeah, ebony justice. The place with grace, jizzy armor matter, the burst in the clouds, it pours. Everything seems better on flats with love. We move only in the mist. It's slow, it's life, and we can't get enough
yeah,
of this.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Gigi popping sugar time, can't quit, what? Now pop the coffee, see the bigger and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Gigi popping sugar time, can't quit, what? Now pop the coffee, see the bigger and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it.
Hey, yo, check this out. This your boy Picasso Verbidelic, and you're a listener. That's What's Up on Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and J2. Verbidelic!
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Big Mouth. We've got J2
and
on
J2.
Here. So, J2,
yeah,
what you going to be getting into the next couple of days?
Just trying to maintain and, you know, hell, baby, I'll be her stronghold, be her rock, and,
right.
You know, go through the process of doing all of that. It's just a time of mourning, yeah, but it's also a celebration.
Right.
It's
well,
also a celebration.
I'm not going to be doing too much. You know, I'm addicted to living. Have you seen any of that? Have you watched any of those videos and stuff about people in self-living where they're turning, like, vans into recreational vehicles or living in them?
Yeah, yeah, staying off the grid.
Man, they're doing some great things with stuff. If I was still driving, I'm telling you, I would do that. I really, really, really would. I think it's so cool. So I'm addicted to self-living, van life.
Self-sustaining. Self-sustaining, living off the grid, and just going back to nature.
Well, I'm
just
talking
like
about
our ancestors,
but I'm about the ones that be sneaking around that in them trucks that look like the FedEx truck, and on the inside they look like all these great apartments on the inside. Like these people are investing lots of money into turning these things into livable places. It's just amazing.
Right.
But then you'd never know. You look up and see a white truck driving around on the street and never realize that it's really luxurious on the inside.
It's really, right.
I mean,
man,
they got
awesome.
Showers and stoves and all kinds of stuff.
Ovens and stuff like that and just living off the grid. Just living off the grid and just maintaining. So it's more than one way to maintain instead of an apartment.
Truck. Right.
Right.
You know, like those, what are those houses that they make? My friend makes them down there in
the micro homes.
Where they take like trash bins and turn them into little apartments.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking more so of like a trailer or something, you know, where they
well,
get the,
they
you know,
do
the trailer
too. They do that too. So it's just cool stuff. It's just cool stuff. So
it's
I
really
will
cool.
probably be
it's
binge
really cool.
watching Self Living this weekend. I don't know. My girlfriend's here and her mother, so I may be frying some chicken and making some cabbage and some potatoes. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just going to throw a stove with lasagna in the oven.
Is that what you're having for dinner?
Yeah, stovers lasagna. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, those.
I might make a little salad on the side.
Those are good.
You know, cucumbers, onions, tomatoes.
Oh, okay.
You're eating little romaine lettuce.
You trying to eat healthy now? Oh, okay.
That's what I got to do, man. Got to do it. I was outside running up and down the street. Everybody's like, oh, why are you running, man? I got to get that exercise in.
Are you trying to get that sweat, that alcohol out?
Yeah, get the alcohol out, detox, sweat a little bit, and, you know, get healthy for 2023.
Oh, okay. And you can ride on your truck, your Tonka truck.
Yeah.
You and your Tonka truck.
Kid. It was a little kid.
All right,
kid.
We still got a few more minutes, and I guess we'll be back. That's what's
we
up,
have a little.
Y'all.
We have any callers coming in?
No, but we've had quite a few tonight.
It was a lovely show.
I didn't want to get out of here yet, Dad. Oh, I was just trying to live it one day at a time, you know. I hear you talking, man. Live it one day at a time. It ain't nothing but a thing, though, bro.
Yeah, I hear you, fool. Well, let me get up out of here. I'm going to ride out here waiting for me.
All right, Cat. Take it easy, baby.
Stay up, fool.
Peace.
He greets his father with his hands up. Rehabilitated tonight. Glad to be the man's child. The world is different since he's seen it last. Out of jail, been 7 years, and he's happy that he's taking land. All he had was his mother's letter. Now he's mobile, and he's gotta make a change and make it for the better. But he's black, so he's got one strike against him. And he's young, plus he came up in the system. But he's smart, and he's finally making 18. And his goal's to get on top and try to stay clean. So he's calling up his homie who came up living rich. Now they dealing with the same stuff. And had that attitude that who he was worth less. And with that fucked up attitude, he killed his first man. Now it's different, he did dirt. And realized killing hurt me coming up, but it still hurt. And can't nobody change this. It's 1994, and we up against the same shit. I never understood why. I could never see a man cry till I seen a man die. Man cry. Imagine life at its full peak. Then imagine lying dead in the arms of your enemy. Imagine peace on this earth when there's no grief. Imagine grief on this earth when there's no peace. Everybody's got a different way of ending. And when your number comes for souls, then they send it in. Now your time has arrived for your final set.
I see the fear in your eyes and in your final breath.
How much longer will it be till it's all done? Total darkness at ease, be it all one. I watch him dying when he dies, let us celebrate. You took his life, but your memory can never take. You'll be headed to another place, and the life you used to live will reflect in your mother's face. I still gotta wonder why I never seen a man cry till I seen a man die. Your heart no longer sounds strong, but you kinda scared of dying, so you hold on, and you keep on blacking out, and your pulse is low. Stop trying to fight the reaper, just relax and let it go, because there's no way you can fight it, though you'll still try, and you can try it till you fight it, but you'll still die. Your spirits leave your body and your mind clears. The rigor mortis starts to set, now you out of here. You start your journey into outer space. You see yourself in the light, but you're still feeling out of place. So you're standing in the tunnel of eternal life, and you see the ones you never learned to love in life. Make the choice.
Well, y'all. You know
what's
me,
up
I'm over
on Blog Talk
buttons.
Radio with Big Mal and J2. Let's go. Let's go.
J2, you know I'm over here pushing buttons by mistake as usual.
Okay.
So that's what's up. Anywho, on that note, J2, did you want to give some additional affirmations, or was that all you wanted to say? tonight.
Look, stay strong. You are loved. You have peace. And you are blessed.
And like the farmer said to the potato, plant you now, dig you later. Thanks to Fatty Daddy.
Yes,
I enjoyed the conversation. You know, all that good stuff. J2, I will be in touch with you.
Good morning.
Stay strong, my brother. Stay strong.
All right.
Good night, sweetheart. It's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. It's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night.